Listen. The day before Easter, Saturday, I was in El Salvador preaching their national convention. I'm going to close with this so you can remain standing. And I preached twice on 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There were, I calculated, the stadium there, the largest stadium in El Salvador, will seat 60,000 people. They were using half of it. It was packed. I calculate 30,000 people that were in that stadium that day. I preached at the 10 o'clock service. Then at the 2 o'clock service, I preached again. And, you know, when you're preaching in a church setting like this, it's different than preaching in the open air. Because here you can connect to people, you know. We're all close together. But when you get out in the air, open air, and you're standing on a little teeny platform in the middle of this big soccer field, and you've got 30,000 people way away from you, you feel like, am I connecting with these people? But that's where the power of the Holy Ghost comes in. It's nothing like the power of God when it begins to flow. And at 2 o'clock service, I was just preaching just a little old message on the Holy Ghost. And sometimes, like I said, it's not... And you say, well, those folks over there, that's all they can understand. I'm sorry. That's not true. That is not true. Some of the most profound preaching I've ever heard, I heard on foreign soil. Some of the greatest preachers I've ever heard have been preachers on foreign soil. So, but he's preaching on the Holy Ghost, and all of a sudden, it was like a bomb went off. Something happened in the spirit realm, and the Holy Ghost fell on those 30,000 people that were out there. And they suddenly, they'd been sitting down, and I thought, my God, what's happening here, you know? Because I'm one of those preachers, I like folks to kind of get up and move around a little bit. And they stood up, and they started shouting and praising God, and they were, it just kept on going, crescendo and crescendo, and praising God and glorifying God as the power of God began to fall upon those people. And I tried to preach, and I couldn't preach anymore. And the vice president of the work came up to me, Brother Rodolfo Castellanos, a man I've known for many years, a faithful servant of the Lord. He comes up and says, Brother Hopkins, do you see it? I said, what? He said, do you see it out there? I said, I see the people praising God. He said, no. Do you see the rain that is above the people, the cloud, and the rain that is falling all over the place on the people? I said, I don't see it. I said, but I believe it. Yes, that's what's wrong with some of us. We don't see it, so we don't believe it. You know, we don't see the glory cloud, but it's here tonight. Did you hear me? We may not see it, but it's here. I believe it's here. I feel it here tonight. Oh, yarabo shanda yarabo hayaba. And Brother Mooney, I looked out of the corner of my eye, and I saw two men carrying a man down. And they brought him down, and it's a large open area between me and the people. And they brought this guy down. They were carrying him. And I thought, what's going on? And so I'm still trying to, you know, get the people to worship God a little bit. And they started literally dragging this guy. I felt bad. I felt kind of embarrassed, you know, because they got this guy between them, and his legs were like rag doll's legs. Just like a rag doll's legs. They drug him back and forth about 15 times in front of me. And I thought, oh, God, they're going to kill this guy. He already can't walk. And they just kept, and I thought, I got a little embarrassed, you know. Sometimes the faith of other people embarrasses us. Come on. Somebody just get really loose here worshiping God and start that old-fashioned wailing junk. And some of us will say, oh, my God, they're out of order. It makes us feel uncomfortable. Now you hear me. It makes us feel uncomfortable when somebody breaks through in the Holy Ghost. That's not the will of God. It should be the other way. When people, oh my God, it should be the other way. When people don't break through into the Holy Ghost, it ought to make us feel strange. Oh, but God is here right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Those two guys got so tired, their tongue was hanging out. And they sat down on the grass over on the right. I said, God bless them. They got more faith than I've got. Because if it had been my faith, he would have been healed. I'd given up already. They sat down and they laid the guy on the grass. And people started pouring down to get the Holy Ghost by the hundreds. And so I was over here talking to one of the ministers about how we were going to run the altar call. And when I turned around, I couldn't see the guy. But when I looked on at the left of the platform, that same guy that they had drugged back and forth was standing to his feet on the left side of the platform with his hands raised up, praising God. And God filled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I saw it with my own eyes. He walked 75 feet to the baptismal tank and they put him down in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he walked out of that stadium underneath his own power. I'm just telling you, when we turn loose, something happens. And in that one service, we saw 1,200 people receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. They came. There was a guy from the Washington Post there, and he was taking pictures. And I told him, I said, did you get a picture of the guy? I said, did you see what happened? He said, I cannot believe what happened. He took pictures of this. He was taking it for an El Salvadorian group. There's obviously a huge community of El Salvadorians in Washington, D.C. And he said, I'm taking this back. And he said, I'm going to publish. I don't know if he published it or not, but I'm just telling you. When God gets to moving and God gets to flowing and we get to flowing with Him. The Bible says when Jehoshaphat appointed people to praise God, the Bible says that morning they got up and they stood in the line and they began to shout and praise God. And back, the Bible says, and when they began to praise, then God began to move. That's just how simple it is. When Calvary begins to praise, God begins to move. When you begin to worship God, God begins to move. Oh, somebody lift your hands right now. Let your voice be heard. Oh, yes, yes. Reach over and lay a hand on somebody right beside you. I want you to pray anointing. I want you to pray blessing. I want you to pray deliverance on somebody. By the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God. There it is. And when they begin, God began. And when you praise, God begins to move. If you will, He will. If you will, He will. If you will, He will. If you use your faith, He will move. If you praise Him, He will move. You will set God into action. And let me close just simply by saying, Ukarama shata yata rabahaya. I don't know if I can finish. The God of glory is in this house. If you will begin, he will begin, church. If you will begin, he will do the work. I want everybody that needs a touch from God. You need healing. You need deliverance. You need a blessing. You need the Holy Ghost. You're visiting with us. You want God to touch your life. You've got situations. I want you to step out and come and stand at this altar very quickly. I don't want you to come down here and just stand. I want you to come down here and begin. Begin to praise. For if you will begin, he will begin. If you will obey, he will do the work. Come on, there's anointing in this house. There's anointing in this house. There's blessing in this house. Yes, all over the house. Everybody, lift your hands. Shout out to him. Speak in tongues. Release your voice. Release your praise. Release your worship. Come on, young people. Come on, step up, young people. I need some radical praise. I need some radical young people. That's good, that's good. Come on, young people. Come on, choir. Come on, choir. Help me out. Come on, young people in the choir. Let's pray. If you will begin, he will begin. Come on, he's given us the victory. We've already got it. We're dressed for victory. Take authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, come on, come on, there it is. Thanks be unto God who's already given me the victory. I've already got the victory. I just gotta lift my voice and claim it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We've already got the victory.
Victory today is mine.
begin.